A very pleasant greeting to all the listeners of radio station XEG. This is the Mission Trail broadcast of Guthrie, Oklahoma, coming to you once again with another gospel message. Your speaker is Willie Murphy. We hope that each of you are well and happy in the service of the Lord. We've been made very happy recently by the letters of encouragement you have written us, and it is our desire to continue with this work of faith for the Lord. Last Monday, June 6th, was our wedding anniversary. It was 24 years ago on this date when Francis and I were married. We are indeed grateful for the many blessings which have come our way. Kathleen and Patsy, our two oldest daughters, have both finished high school now and are proving very valuable with the assistance in the work of the Lord. Willie and Wayne, ages 11 and 10, are happy to be out of school for the summer, and their help proves useful too. It would no doubt be interesting for you to see them when their time rolls around each Thursday to help fold and staple the mission trail. We do desire that they may continue to grow up into useful men for the Lord. Another thing you might be interested in knowing is that we're now mailing more than 700 copies of this message each week. If you're presently not on our mailing list, be sure to send us your correct name and address. There's no subscription, price, or obligation on your part. We are trusting the Lord to stand by us and supply the means that may be necessary for us to continue this work for Him. For the benefit of those who might desire to write us, here is the correct way to address us. The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Guthrie is spelled G-U-T-H-R-I-E. Now, that address again is The Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. Consider now the scripture in Proverbs 24 and beginning with verse 30. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and lo, it was all grown over with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw and considered it well. I looked upon it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Now in this scripture we see the result of someone who is careless and indifferent in taking care of his garden. Of course, since this is the gardening season of the year, many of you no doubt have been working in your gardens, caring for the corn, the beans, the potatoes, the squash, and perhaps if you like them as well as I do, the onions. So you know what it is to work in the heat of the summer sun, cutting the grass and pulling out the weeds in order that those desired vegetables may continue to grow and produce. Now, what do you suppose is the result of one's garden who says, "Oh, I think I'm too tired to work in the garden today. I'll wait until tomorrow." Therefore, they don't trouble themselves to eliminate the grass and the weeds while it is yet tender. Now, if you decide this for one day, it might not be too objectionable, because you could still do it the next. But what is the result if you continue putting off to care for the garden? Friends, you know what the result is. It will not be long until you can scarcely find where you planted the vegetables in the garden. Now, if this is true in the natural, I am sure it is even more so in the spiritual. We have often heard the expression that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Perhaps there are those listening to this broadcast this very night who have had good intentions to begin their service and devotion to God early in life. But somehow and some way you have delayed and put off and waited many years without putting into action your plans. In case you should find yourself in this condition, let me offer this advice. Begin at once to put into action that which you believe to be the will of God. Yes, it may mean the uprooting of some of the cherished things in your life, but let me assure you, that in the end you will be glad you did. I'm sure that any small sacrifice we may make to better prepare our lives for the service in the Master's use will be well repaid in the end. Listen now to this quotation from a letter which I recently received. It brings out so well the thought which I've been explaining to you concerning the garden. I quote, "You should see our garden. I have been spending quite a bit of time pulling out that nut grass by the roots. You should now see the corn, beans, pepper, and tomatoes. As I worked along, I thought how wonderful it would be if we had the power to literally pull the evil out of people's lives and destroy it by the roots, even though a few sprigs may spring up later in various spots. At least we would get a picture of what it was like to be free from some of the evil that shadows the very life of a person." End of quote. How true this is. We would be more than glad to pluck out the evil from others' lives were it possible. But the tragic part of it all is, this is not within our power to do. Such cleansing and purifying can only be brought about in this way. First, true repentance must be made on the part of unsaved. Let me be quick to point out, no one else can make this decision for you. Secondly, you must believe in Christ as your Savior and His power to cleanse from sin. Hebrews 11:6 says, I quote, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Then thirdly, you should go on to perfection. This means the offering of your entire spirit, soul, and body to the Lord as a living sacrifice, which He accepts and purifies and moves in with His Holy Spirit to occupy as His sacred temple. Think of it, friends. Your body is then the temple of the Lord. If this is not your experience now, we hope that it will be soon. If we may be of any assistance to you in regard to these most important matters, please let us hear from you at once. Shall we spend a moment in prayer? Our Father in heaven, if there should be one slothful person tonight listening to this broadcast who has failed of the grace of God, we pray that you would carry this message directly to his heart and cause him to arise from his slumber and to unfold his hands and to be busy seeking for the things that will not decay. This we ask in the name of Christ our Savior. Amen. Now, if there should be some who've grown weary or discouraged along the way, I believe that this poem which Patsy has for you will strengthen you to press on. Listen now as she brings you this poem.
What of that? Tired? Well, what of that? Didst fancy life was spent on beds of ease, fluttering the rose leaves scattered by the breeze? Come, rouse thee, work while it is called today. Coward, arise, go forth upon thy way. Lonely, and what of that? Some must be lonely. Tis not given to all to feel a heart responsive rise and fall, to blend another life into its own. Work may be done in loneliness, work on. Dark? Well, and what of that? Didst fondly dream the sun would never set? Dost fear to lose thy way? Take courage yet. Learn thou to walk by faith and not by sight. Thy steps will be guided and guided right. Hard? Well, and what of that? Didst fancy life one summer holiday with lessons none to learn and naught but play? Go, get thee to thy task. Conquer or die. It must be learned. Learn it then patiently. No help? Nay, it's not so. Though human help be far, thy God is nigh. Who feeds the ravens, hears his children's cry. He's near thee wheresoe'er thy footsteps roam, and he will guide thee, light thee, help thee home. Anonymous.
Thank you, Patsy. We hope that that poem will be an encouragement to help someone press on for the Lord. And along with it, we want to go this song entitled In Times Like These, as sung by Bobby Forbes, Doyle Forbes, Malvin Doolittle, and Randall Flynn.
In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor. Be very sure, be very sure, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, He's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, be very sure, be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock. In times like these, you need a Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very
sure. Yes, how true this is, friends. You need an anchor, and you need the Bible.
Your anchor holds and grips a solid rock.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying may God's very richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Be very sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips a solid